The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Former Judge Nicholas Kearns has been given a job to head up the Personal Injuries Commission in this country to look at motor insurance and other insurance costs. And he has an idea about using telematics or a black box as a way of detecting fraud when it comes to motor claims. We have two guests with us. I'm going to start with our tech expert who does Tech Tuesday with us here in The Last Word, Andy O'Donoghue. Andy, thanks for joining us. Tell us about telematics, please, and how it might work in a car.
Matt, this would be a very small little box, a couple of inches long, a couple of inches wide, fitted under the bonnet, and it measures things like the distance you travel, how many hours you spend driving, importantly, the time of day or night that you spend driving. But it also measures clever things like your average speed and how you corner and how you brake. And this information is transmitted via an app, a smartphone that you would carry with you in the car, and it's transmitted back at the moment to insurance companies. And a couple of insurance companies in Ireland offer discounted insurance, mostly for young drivers who sign up to what they call telematics insurance. And it's a significant discount, Matt. It's up to about 20 or 25% if you install the box and drive in a way that they think is safe and careful.
So do you see this as being something that could be made compulsory for all motor insurance, perhaps?
I think it absolutely should be compulsory, Matt. I think that in the future, new cars, when they're made, should have a telematics box installed. I think that it is an incredibly equitable solution to the insurance market because it means that people who only drive during the daytime might pay a little less. People who drive well would pay a little less. And of course, the reason we're talking about it now is the power for it to put an end or at least reduce significantly insurance fraud, could be an incredible development.
But there's no camera as such on it, and particularly if it's under the bonnet, because a lot of people have been in touch previously suggesting that we should have the dash cams like they're so popular in Russia, which would give you visual footage to show who's responsible for a crash.
Interestingly, across Europe and in the US, some insurers actually offer you about a 5% discount for insuring a dash cam. And it is also useful as an anti-fraud tool. What's important here, I think, is in the context of young drivers. And young drivers, who receive a financial benefit, they pay less insurance and quite a bit less. If they can pay less money, I think they will be happy to do it. But ultimately, if we recognise that we have an insurance fraud problem in Ireland, doesn't it make sense that we create safer roads, we reduce the cost of insurance for fair-minded, sensible drivers, while stopping criminality within the insurance market?
Michael Sheridan is with us as well, who of course is with us for The Last Word on Wheels every Thursday. I understand you're not as enamoured with the idea of using telematics.
Well, straight away I'd have to say I'm with Andy on anything that can be done to reduce fraud with insurance is huge. At the moment you've got a lot of these EDR event data recorders fitted in new cars, and they do monitor a lot of things. There's a number of concerns that I have with these machines. One is you don't know who's driving the car at any given time. So if you're trying to get cheaper insurance, just give the car to your dad and get him to go and clock up some mileage for you, and you can end up getting very good results on these telematics. Telematics are brilliant. And they do exist, and they're very useful in haulage industries and for people with fleets of cars where they're trying to reduce fuel consumption and so on. But the fact that they don't take into account any visual data is a big flaw, because they don't take into consideration the road or weather or traffic conditions at the time. So if you had to swerve, say, to avoid a child that ran out in front of you or somebody that had a moment on a bicycle or something and you had to jam on the brakes, that's down as a black mark against you. So there's no really real way of fairly applying this. I mean, the fact that there's limits to how it's used is the big problem. Insurance fraud is a massive problem. And the use of telematics has reduced that. I mean, they can show that if people have been sort of, say, going around a roundabout a number of times in search of somebody to have a crash or to crash into in a crash for cash situation, then they're brilliant because then you can bring that forward as evidence. But you don't know who's driving the car at any given time. So it's not a perfect system. And there's loads of privacy issues with it. But anything to bring down insurance, Michael, for young people is good.
Surely you can develop it. Maybe if you have it in combination with a dash cam as well. Maybe if you had, maybe to start a car, if you had to have a personalised PIN code, for example, that you would actually have to enter before you could actually start the car, and therefore then the electronic system would be able to keep an accurate record of what it is you're doing.
True. Yep, that's all well and good. I suppose the core of that then comes back to privacy issues, and if people are doing and driving as they're legally obliged to, there shouldn't be a need for these systems at all. And that's the key thing. It's the trade-off between privacy or else completely letting the state decide or your vehicle decide what you do, where you go, and that you're monitored at all times throughout the day and night. And that's a kind of a big civil liberties issue for people.
A listener here says, here we go again, Big Brother watching us. What's next? They'll be driving the cars for us. Well, they will. I'd say that's a deliberate joke when we have the self-driving cars.
And we've talked about this with autonomous driving and with the systems going into cars. Now, what's happening is the systems are coming along so thick and fast, and Andy's aware of these as well, that are coming into cars that are going to prevent collisions happening in the future. And they're going to be with us a lot quicker than making it mandatory to have these black boxes in cars. The few young people I know who are starting out on their driving careers have done their proper driving lessons and have passed the test and are doing their best to just get around the place. Some have black boxes fitted, and the trouble is they tell me more time than not they cause huge frustration behind them with people who are going too quickly, who have no patience, who won't tolerate people going along at and obeying the speed limits and obeying the rules of the road. So the trouble is, at the core of Irishness and being behind a wheel, we're lawlessness. We're lawless. We like to make things up ourselves and make up the rules of the road as we go along.
Well, a listener says, would it not be cheaper to install a speed limiter as opposed to a box that tracks lots of different components? Possibly would, but again, nobody's ever done that, have they, Michael?
No, but a lot of cars now, if you've got cruise control, you have a limiter there as well. And it's one of those things I'd highly recommend people get into the habit of using their limiter. Set it, you know, a couple of kilometres above the posted speed limit, and you won't find yourself inadvertently straying and breaking the law, even though the whole traffic flow is going along at what would be an illegal rate. Look at anybody doing the commute in the mornings or the commute home. How many times you see the whole flow of traffic is going faster than the posted speed limit on big open roads? It's an issue we have in Ireland. It's particular to our type of driving and our psyche.
Okay, I'm just going to finish with you, Andy O'Donoghue, because it strikes me that the telematics described by Justice Nicholas Kearns, this black box, seem quite primitive by comparison with what surely can be offered now by the car companies.
Well, Matt, absolutely. And these are add-on boxes that the insurance companies, I suppose, buy or get a company to install for them. But if you think that, I mean, there's a company called Comma AI, who an American firm, who've created an entire operating system for cars, and it will have much of the collision avoidance and detection and safety elements built into it. But, Matt, you know, technically there's nothing to stop us putting black boxes into cars that mean that the car won't start if you haven't paid your car tax. Now, that's when people will really start to shout about privacy. But I do think that we have to balance all of these things between safety and fraud and criminality, and then also the rights of the motorist.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, who will be back with us tomorrow for a Tech Tuesday. Michael Sheridan, who will be with us for the Last Word on Wheels on Thursday. Bill says, serious privacy issues here. Company-supplied car, employer can track you 24/7. No, thank you. And we also have another listener saying, a lot of couriers already have that installed. Keeps an eye on our driving style and behaviour through the week, says Paddy. The number is 087-4100-102, either by text or by WhatsApp, if you want to get in contact with the Last Word here on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.